Jose, good evening to you.
I am here. Good evening, Sean.
You're here. Very nice to have you. Well, we're very disappointed you didn't make it to the studio to sing for us. All our listeners are deeply disappointed.
Yeah, well, we were disappointed, too, because we were really ready to go for the show. We were rehearsed to do the live singing for you, which was the first was going to be the first time ever I was singing live in the Classic FM. But
It's BBC Radio 3, never mind.
Okay, of course, yeah, but this has been 10 hours of rehearsal today, so I think I've been forgiven for that mistake, and don't forget that you're speaking with a tenor.
That's true. You can't take the tenor out of the person. Anyway, you did this role, say, in 95. It's extraordinary that it was lost for such a long time. How do you think it rates with all the other Verdi operas?
For my taste, of course, but my taste has always been the taste of somebody who is rebel to the system. For my taste, it's a great, great opera because it allows me to act without having to stand and deliver, as many operas are. And when you don't do that, you are blamed for not standing and deliver, as it happened to me many times. So this opera is not that kind of opera. It's an opera that, from the beginning to the end, there's not a moment where you stop for the picture, as we used to say. It carries on all the time. It's very, very modern in that sense.
It's of course, a set in extraordinary setting of this Protestant pastor and his wife who is unfaithful. Does it have a resonance now? Because on the face of it, of course, it looks like a rather old-fashioned plot, doesn't it?
It may be an old-fashioned plot if you think in terms of where the opera has been, where the opera is taking place. But it's not an old-fashioned plot because divorce and betrayal and lack of forgiveness and hypocrisy, those are things, everyday things. I mean, every minute things in human beings of every time. So it's very modern in that sense.
Well, you've, of course, been singing and conducting. I think just remind people that it's a tough life getting to the top as a tenor, because when you came to Europe at the beginning of the 90s, you really had to slog away working in restaurants and living almost rough, didn't you, before you got the big break?
Well, I think that's good, and that's part of growing up. There's no way of, as I used to say, to grow up a good plant, you need to put a lot of garbage on it, because garbage tends to be the best of the foods for the good plant. So the beginning of your life, if it is an easy one, you grow very weak. But if it is a tough one, you grow strong. So I'm happy with that one.
Well, you've certainly grown very strong, made a lot of roles very much your own, including indeed Samson and Delilah, which you've done at Covent Garden to enormous acclaim. All ready for Friday then? All the little problems ironed out, do you think?
I didn't understand that. No, I'm sorry.
Everything ready for Friday, first night of...
Everything is very ready for Friday, and mainly is very ready after the rehearsal of this afternoon, which was the cause of our not being there. But now we are really very ready, first for tomorrow, because tomorrow is going to be the open rehearsal, and we are very happy to do that, because this is an opera that needs to be run many times before getting to the actual show, because it's a very, very, very tricky opera to keep in the tension in it, because of what we were saying before. There's not a big tune, there's not a big moment that everybody expects. Everything relies on our ability to portray the characters without losing the tension in any second.
Well, I'm sure Sondra Radvanovsky will be a very good foil to you as well. Wonderful, wonderful voice, and the first time we'll be hearing her in the role.
The first time now, and let me say, she's absolutely amazing.
Jose, great pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed for being with us.